What a difference 1 year makes. Every first Sunday of November is All Saints Sunday, and I'm shocked at the reality that more people died. And I'm shocked always at who died. Yesterday, just yesterday, around this globe of what, nearly 8 billion people, 100,000 people died. Today, we narrow our focus on those who have died in our immediate circle of people. And it changes then from a numbers game to something really personal and painful. It's bad enough in these days just to deal with the deaths in our society. 11 Jews are still dead after being shot in the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And I'm still more than a bit fearful from that shooting, which has barely even touched gun control issues because it was a hate crime, which makes it doubly horrible. And then I could hardly believe how many children were killed this last week, including 3 in Indiana, all of whom were simply trying to get on school buses. And they were killed by someone who was simply in a hurry, too much in a hurry to pay attention. Just slow down. The mirror comes at me too. I just need to slow down. Because it remains a dangerous world. In my last week, I have lost to death 2 friends from years gone by. One kid was in my youth group back in Indianapolis. And of course, he's not a kid anymore, except in my memories of him. Alcohol abuse killed him at age 54. And then a friend whom I introduced him to his wife, I had their kids in my youth group. He was a former news anchor at Channel 4 back when they still had news. His name was Doug Rafferty. Death has a sting to it, doesn't it? I offer my most sincere condolences to all of us who have lost loved ones. It hurts. It just does. And the best thing to do when someone hurts, I think, is to do simple and gentle acts of love, a card, a hug, an understanding hug, remembering a death date, laughing at a good memory of a loved one. Herschel and Evelyn Lentz were a couple who died within 24 hours of each other. Herschel died first. Evelyn was sure that she saw Herschel after he died trying to come in through a window to take her with him. I have no doubt that he did. All Saints Sunday is to remember specific ones and also to remember that we are not far apart, really. The veil between this life and the next life is just as thin as can be. At my weddings, when the time comes to offer blessings, I offer and ask everyone to pause and to remember that all those who love us, who have died, have come to the wedding also, and that they are toasting us and celebrating and bringing their blessings every bit as much as those who have gathered in the pews. And today is no different. Those who have died, they're here with us, beside you, in you. And the blessing from the next dimension of living, they bring. I suspect that the messages, the blessings to us from them are as simple as, I love you. Embrace the day that is ours to live. Because there is no going back. There is only going forward, and our day of death is coming sooner than not. And a final message to us this day is this. If we pause to think, there are thousands of generations that have come before each and every one of us. Each one of us is a survivor of long journeys out of Africa to all points on this globe. Our ancient parents felt the call of adventure as well as felt the pangs of a billion different dangers. And they survive in us. Today is a day that we gather not to worship those who came before us, but I do think to say thank you. Thank you to them, to miss many of them, and to dedicate ourselves simply to embracing the days, seizing the days that are still ours, which means certainly to vote. How many of you have voted already? You can still vote tomorrow. I don't know why you can't vote on Sunday when everybody's available, because God knows not everybody's going to church. But anyway, you can still vote through noon, I think, tomorrow, and then, of course, you can vote on Tuesday. And in our faith tradition, to remember well all that God requires of us. And you know the words: to love kindness, to do mercy, and to walk humbly with God as we seek to gently bend that arc of justice in our day and time, because that job is ours.